In front of us is a very unique vessel, a steam corvette called Thor. The Thor represents the shift from sail power, where wind governed all movement, to steam power. She was built in the naval yard in Karlskrona from 1838 to 1841, and she was truly state-of-the-art when she was launched. She was propelled by two large protected paddle wheels along her sides. Though she was lightly armed, the guns on deck could be turned to bear on any enemy. But she didn't meet the Navy's requirements. At the time, a ship's firepower was measured by a total shot weight from a line of guns down a ship's side. Due to the placement of the ship's paddle wheels, the overall shot weight was sorely lacking on Thor. So, the Thor was consigned mostly to use for transport or as a luxurious and prestigious meeting place for naval officers and even the king. Regardless of her shortcomings as a warship, she brought steam to the Swedish Navy. In 1848, only 7 years after the Thor was put into service, the propeller-driven steam corvette Gävle came out of production. The Gävle had a propeller on her stern, which was far more efficient than the two paddle wheels of the Thor. In addition to being steam-powered, she had room for a full complement of guns down both of her sides, as well as on deck. The Thor was often used as a symbolic flagship for the Navy. Her beautiful interior made her a suitable place for admirals and for the King, Oscar II.